This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he wants to get a tax overhaul done by August. A whole lot of politics has to happen between now and then, so that may be a tough goal to meet. Also, there is the question of how a big tax cut would impact the budget deficit. How much the economy grows plays into that. And the Trump administration predicts 3% growth, far more than current projections from D.C. and Wall Street. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports from Washington on how this all might play out.
Central to the administration's plan is the idea that a combination of tax cuts and regulatory reform will spur economic growth. Here's Mnuchin speaking on CNBC earlier this morning.
It's going to be focused on middle-income tax cuts, simplification, and making the business tax competitive with the rest of the world, which has been a big problem and a lot of reason why companies are leaving and cash is sitting offshore.
The Congressional Budget Office and the Fed are currently projecting a growth rate of 1.8%, a rate Mnuchin says the administration's own internal forecast doesn't agree with. Robertson Williams of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says linking tax reform to growth will be a difficult task.
Does the economy actually grow at the rate the administration's projecting, or is it a slower growth rate that most economists are saying would happen? If we have the slower growth rate, we'll get less revenue, the deficits will be larger.
House Republicans have said any tax plan proposed by the administration would need to be revenue neutral, which can be hard to pin down when you have different projections on growth. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.